All right, we will now welcome to the show from Gila River Arena as the press conference for the Coyotes introducing Alex Morello as their new majority owner has wrapped up. We got President and CEO Aaron Cohen joining us via headset from basically across the street. Aaron, congratulations on this big day.
Thanks, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time. I guess my first question is, Bick and I have been talking a lot about now stability. Maybe a level of stability that this franchise has never had before. With that stability, how does that change the day-to-day, or is that just still too abstract of a question to answer right now?
Yeah, I mean, you saw that from the press conference today. Somebody asked, why are you different than some of the other ownership that has come before? And he's different. He's a different person. He brings so much more wealth and resources and synergies with his other business. Our businesses, and we're just in a much better position now to be stable long term. So from a day-to-day standpoint, we're no longer in this survival mode of what's right in front of us, right? And now we can start thinking about more long-term plans and goals and really being successful here for the very long term. So it's a great day for this organization, and we're excited to be moving forward now.
All right, Aaron, let me ask you this. Every owner that I have ever seen across my life will always vow to win and wants to win, and they all vow to bring a championship trophy. What is it about him that makes you comfortable and confident that all of those resources are going to be poured in pursuit of that cup?
Yeah, well, just given the structure and timing of this transaction, what gives me comfort is you've already seen it. It's been reported he was talking with both myself and with John Chyka regarding the Phil Kessel trade. And look, this is more money than we were previously spending. And this is an increment. And, when somebody says this in a press conference, it's not just lip service because he's already gone out and proven that he's willing to invest to take us to this next level. So there's more solidity in those words. This is everything about him is truly special. And this is really a once in a lifetime opportunity for myself and for John Chyka to really continue to grow this thing and take this to the next level.
Aaron Cohen, the president and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Aaron, a moment ago you talked about how, this is different and the resources now available to you kind of put you on equal footing. Now, at this point, can you look back maybe in amazement at what this organization has been able to achieve without that equal playing field?
Scratching and clawing, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... we've been reflecting on this recently just with everything that's happened. As you guys know, this has been a really long sale process and looking at a lot of different people, and it's draining. And, to know that we're finally in a very good position where we're moving forward in the right direction and we're not stepping backwards and there's not chaos and things like that is incredibly rewarding for myself and other stakeholders in this thing because, we've put everything we have into this thing to scratch and claw and keep on moving forward. And now the bar has been set higher. We got to keep on growing. We got to keep on winning. We got to keep on building new fans. We got to keep on investing in this community. So really proud of where we've gotten this to, and now we're excited to take this to the next level.
All right, Aaron, I don't know if Alex Morello changes it. I was told a while ago that when new ownership came in, you guys would have a year, you'd be on the clock to finally get this stadium situation resolved. Does that change with Alex Morello? And where are you at? How confident are you that this new synergy, this new energy can help connect the dots now and find a long-term home here?
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody knows, it's well documented that we have major challenges compared to some of these other NHL teams, and it puts us at a competitive disadvantage given the current situation that we have with Glendale. We've been talking with Alex about everything, and he's focused at looking at anything and everything and putting everything on the table to give us a long-term sustainable home here for the very long term. And that's his goal, and that's his dream, and that's my dream, and that's John Chyka's dream. So that's what we're focused on. But, having these resources and this stability is really a precondition to taking it to that next level and solving that arena solution.
Yeah, I think I know the answer to this question, Aaron, but you mentioned the wealth and the resources and the stability. Do you think that could possibly open new doors to new possibilities about an arena solution in town that maybe weren't considered before?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's a changing landscape with how these things are put together, and they're incredibly complicated public-private partnerships, and a lot of different things go into play when you're working things out. But you know, having somebody that does have the resources and has that success from previous businesses to really get us there is incredibly important.
Mm-hmm. All right, Aaron, I look at this and a couple things jump out at me. Number one, he mentioned the pressure of being the first Hispanic owner in the sport of hockey. I'm curious, is there a correlation? Can you draw a fan base based on the lineage of an owner? Do you find that the Hispanic market will embrace hockey? Is this really a growth area for you based on the heritage of your owner?
We hope so. Absolutely. I mean, the Hispanic community represents 40% of this marketplace. And look, I take responsibility. I have not done a good enough job as a leader to reach out to that community previously. And we're taking steps right now, and we're working with our new owner to connect more with that community. But anything that you do, you have to be very authentic and real with that, right? I mean, we're not going to go out tomorrow and have 20 Hispanic Heritage Night games because we really haven't embraced them previously. So I think it's a lot of getting involved in the Hispanic community, making community contributions, doing things at the grassroots level. And really now we're very fortunate to have an owner that not just the Hispanic community, but everybody in this community can really look up to and say, wow, this is a wonderful American success story. And, I'm proud to support the Coyotes. I'm proud of their leadership and their ownership. And I want to support them and be with them for the long haul.
Yeah, definitely a great success story and definitely a good day for the Coyotes organization. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us for a couple minutes. Again, congratulations on this day.
Thanks so much, guys. Great talking with you, as
Thank
always.
You Same too. Here. Aaron Cohen, President, CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, our guest here, as he joined us right after the press conference introducing Alex Morello as the new majority owner of the Arizona Coyotes.